Hi folks, Kev Wright here again, and no iPhone app review for you this week. In fact, I'm trying to ditch the iPhone. Some of you have probably been following me on Twitter at Kev Wright on there, and over on the blog as well, kevwright.com. And you know that I'm trying to get rid of the iPhone and replace it with something, preferably a Nokia. And I can't do it. I'm struggling. Tried the E72. Probably never going to work, but I like the E71 a lot, but the E72 is no E71, I'm afraid. Moved on to the N97 Mini. You guys remember I had a couple of N97s and hated them. It was on the early firmware. The N97 Mini is okay, but listen, it crashed 3 to 4 times, one time taking some really important photos. And I can't have that. It's just not going to work for me. The 3GS, say what you like about it, it's got its failings. I'm only too aware of that. Hasn't crashed once on me, and I mean that truthfully. It has never crashed once. It just does everything that I ask it to do. I picked up it's going around in circles a little bit, but I picked up a Hero today, and I've been playing around with that. And it's a great tinkerer's toy. There's no doubt about that. And it's got some nice features on there. I can't really see it holding me for long, if I'm brutally honest. It's just not an iPhone, and it's not its fault, but it's just the way I feel about the whole iPhone situation at the moment. Am I an iPhone fanboy? I don't know, I guess. Maybe I am. I used to be a Nokia fanboy, I know that, and I used to sell loads of Nokias to people at work, and that's never going to happen again. And looking forward to this week, I've got an N95 8 gig turning up tomorrow, hopefully from eBuyer. Just a quick tip, there's another 4 or 5 on there at £240, brand new, worth a go perhaps. And I'm just going to say a little throwback to the past, best phone Nokia's ever done, does it still cut it today? We'll see, and I'll tell you a bit more about that next week. Cheers guys.